So we're going to do a piece on both Annie and Oz, obviously separately reviews, but I thought it'd be cool to do a third little piece, a little feature piece with you and just the whole idea of training the dogs. How did you get into it, first of all? Like, how does someone that, were you just an animal enthusiast who backed into theater, or was it the other way around?
It's the other way around. I was a 19-year-old starstruck kid who wanted to be an actor. I apprenticed at a theater in Connecticut called the Goodspeed Opera House, and they did a new musical that needed a dog, and they couldn't afford a dog trainer, and they needed a sucker. And I was given a chance to participate, to be in one of the shows, if I would find and train a dog for no money. So being 19 and naive, I said, sure.
I'll do anything.
And that show was the original production of Annie, and I went to a pound and adopted the original Sandy for $7.
The original Sandy
from Annie, and a year later we opened on Broadway in 1977, and I became a world famous animal trainer, and I realized that I was much more talented at that than at performing. So
you kind of went down that track.
I went down that track, and it's been the best job ever.
That's crazy. And now what's it like? Now you're going to have Sandy again here in DC, a different Sandy. What's the challenge of taking a dog, whether it's a rescue dog or not, and have them to be able to behave in front of a live audience like that? It's got to be different. You know, we've seen dogs trained for movies and things, but you can at least stop, and if you don't get the take, you don't get the take. But what's the challenge of doing it live?
Exactly that. It's live. And when Sandy is the first animal character that was ever written for a live theatrical event, because nobody told us we couldn't train a dog to do the same thing 8 times a week. That's how naive I was. But I grew up on a farm. I was an only child. I had pets. They were my brothers and sisters. They played with me and stayed with me because they liked me. So I knew that animals could do repetitive behaviors if they wanted to. So when I approached Annie, it was like, how do we make the stage fun? How do we make the dog want to go to that little girl? And so, you know, we bond the little girl. They play together. So every night, you know, because I sign a contract that says I'm going to make an animal do the same thing 8 times a week in front of a live audience. That's like the weatherman predicting the weather right every time, because you can't control nature.
Right.
But if you do it right and they have a good time, they are more consistent than the actors.
That's interesting that you say that. I guess because they get the instinct down and they just repeat it like that.
Yep.
Whereas humans, human error, I guess.
Human error.
Have you had any, obviously I'm sure over the years, have there ever been any sort of, horror stories of a dog that in the middle of the show just breaks character?
No. Now, I mean, so we've never had an animal go to the bathroom on stage, ever. We've had some children, but that's another story. But what's variable is that I can control the dog and the kid, or the dog and Dorothy. But if someone in the audience is eating some fried chicken, which has happened in the front row, that's a distraction.
Right.
If someone starts whistling to the dog, if something crashes backstage, they do get distracted and off stage, distracted and off cue.
Yeah.
But the actors are actually so in tune with them, they can keep them in the play without the audience knowing something's going wrong.
Okay. Take us into each dog. First, let's start with Sandy.
Yep.
Who's going to be playing Sandy here in DC?
We have two dogs that play Sandy, Macy and Sunny. And they alternate. Macy does more of the performances than Sunny. They're both rescues, medium-sized terrier mutts. Macy's about 7, Sunny's about 5. They have sleepovers with the girls in the show. They travel on the same bus from city to city with the girls on the show. And they're just these beautiful dogs that anybody could have adopted the day before I did. You know, and that's the point, that they're all wonderful dogs.
What are they like off the stage in their spare time, personality-wise?
In their spare time, they live in hotel rooms. Well, we have a farm, but like on the road, they'll go back to the hotel room and chill. They'll get walked 3 times a day so that the performance, when they get to the theater and they see their family of cast, crew, backstage people, that's the best part of their day. That's where they get all the cookies and all the love in.
Yeah.
And then they just go back to the hotel and watch TV.
And how old are they?
7 years. Macy's 7, Sunny's 5.
Awesome. Okay, now how about for Toto? It's Nessa, is that right?
Well, Nessa is one of the standbys.
Okay.
Our star is Nigel.
Okay.
And he also has the same sort of relationship with our Dorothy, Sarah Lesko. She, they have sleepovers together. That has to be a very close bond, because in Annie, the dog's only on stage for 11 minutes. In The Wizard of Oz, it's on stage the entire
performance.
Goes the whole journey through Oz, so their relationship has to be really tight.
Yeah, I guess Toto's there all for the whole Yellow Brick Road and everything.
Yeah.
Is it I guess I don't want to give anything away from the play, but in the movie, it's, you know, it's Toto that does pay no attention behind the man behind the curtain, right? That's the big part. Does he have to do that in the show, too?
He does. Okay. He has to run away from the wicked rich. He has to reveal the wizard. You know, he has to do all those things from the movie.
I don't want
to
be like a magician revealing his tricks, but how do you, let's say, get the Toto to go over and pull the curtain for the wizard? Like, how does one little trick like that pulled off?
In this production, there is no curtain.
Okay.
He actually goes through a piece of scenery which sets a mechanical thing in motion.
I see.
And reveals the wizard.
I see.
They don't have the curtain in this one. But yeah, I mean, those things that the designer will give me the designs and we will mock them up at home and train them ahead of time to do it. So that's how we get them to do it.
Is there, give me, all right, so he doesn't do the curtain. Is there another one? Like, I want to know the specifics of one little trick. How's that train? From your home to the stage.
In The Wizard of Oz, the hardest thing the dog can do is sit still during Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I mean, when you think about what Oz is about and that iconic image of Judy Garland, if the dog is sitting there scratching, looking around, the audience is giggling. So we really need that relationship zeroed into Dorothy. That's the hardest cue, because everything else is fun. You know, running away from Professor Marvel or running away from the Wicked Witch, that's fun.
Right.
Sitting still, not so much
fun. That's a horse for a different
time.
All right, okay, cool. Is this one of them right here?
This is one of them, yes.
Oh my gosh, so cute. How old is Nessa?
Nessa's 3.
Okay, and you said she's one of the
standbys.
Okay. How often are the stand-ins tapped?
Well, people laugh when we say they have understudies, but you know, just like humans, they all have the right to get ill, to have an upset stomach or whatever. So we always have to have a backup, just in that case. But again, very rarely do the stand-in go on because the relationship between the actor and the dog is so hard to build.
And you've been honored. You've been honored with the Tony, right?
I was honored with a Tony honor for excellence in theater, I would never be eligible in any category because I've been the only one who's been training animal performers. So it was a huge thing to be recognized by my peers, you know. And I've written books, and we have a reality show, and we have a 90-acre farm in Connecticut, all because I showed a little kindness to a dog back in 1976.
And got the whole ball rolling.
Like you said,
it was the first dog on stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I assume there's others that have followed in your path at different productions around the country, or are you pretty much the go-to guy?
I'm the go-to guy. And again, I'm self-taught. It's no big secret. Be kind to them. Let them have fun. But pretty much I've done all the Broadway shows in the last 40 years.
Amazing.
Yeah. And so it's a good niche to have. And I believe it or not, I could go to Hollywood, make a lot of money, but it's not as much fun as theater. Theater is a family. Theater is a community. It's an experience where every night I can let go of a dog and hear an audience enjoy it. You know, whereas when you do a film, it's cut, print, and then you never see what an audience does.
You lose some of the rush of the live. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
And the excitement. I've actually been the trainer tapped to do NBC's Peter Pan Live and Wiz Live.
Right.
So that was even crazier. Let's put a dog in front of 10 million people. And if you fail big.
Yeah.
I mean, in a stage production, you could fail in front of 1,500.
Right.
But live television?
And that's starting to catch on. It seems like they do a new one every year. So
They are.
That's job security.
It is. And again, out of all the trainers in the country, NBC came to me because they knew that I had this track record with performing dogs.
So what is it? It's Nana, right?
Peter Pan? In Peter Pan.
What was it like working with Nana? What was her real name and her age? And all?
His name was Bodie.
Okay.
He was a big poodle mix that we grew out to look like a sheepdog. I'm actually training him for a brand new musical we're writing based on a book because of Winn-Dixie. I got to work, and in that production, I had to work with Mr. Darling, Mrs. Darling, and the kids. So there were five actors who had cues with him. And he was fantastic because they were all theater people that we were working with, and they got it.
And for The Wiz? Another Toto?
It was two brand new Totos.
Okay.
The director didn't want any one of the black Totos, so I had to find a beige Toto.
Okay.
We adopted two dogs, and they appeared with Shanice Williams in The Wiz Live, and she loved them, and they were fantastic.
That's so great. But after doing the big, you know, for NBC, the live productions, is it Does it feel nice to get back out on stage, like at a place like National Theater?
It does.
Feel more like home.
Washington is, when Annie opened in 1976 at the Goodspeed Opera House, the pre-Broadway tryout was in Washington, D.C. at the Kennedy Center.
Is it really?
So Washington has a very special place in my heart. Not only have we done that show here, all our tours come through, we did the infamous Annie 2, the sequel to Annie here. 2 years ago, I was just at the Washington Shakespeare Theater, training a dog for Two Gentlemen of Verona, so I love Washington.
We know you very well, yeah.
Yep, and you guys have one of the best animal welfare groups combining to work on rescue here, so this is my day off.
Yeah.
I'm coming to check it out because I want to see what
on
you guys are doing.
On his own spare time, yeah. Mm-hmm. What was it like taking the tour and going through here?
The Animal Welfare League already had a great facility, and now that they're merging, they're pulling all their forces together. But this facility was sort of groundbreaking in the way they designed it. So they just keep thinking of how to make the animals' lives better.
Right. Yeah. I was talking with Lisa, and she was saying that she didn't want to speak for you, but she assumed that it's not much difference training, you know, a rescue dog versus any other dogs. Most dogs are about the same. Do you find that, or is it a little extra challenging?
Well, again, we temperament test the dogs to make sure that they have the right temperament for theater. You wouldn't want to take a shy dog and try to do what I do.
Right.
And sometimes there are some issues left over from their prior life that we have to rehabilitate. But ultimately, when you rescue a dog, they are so appreciative that they'll give it their all.
Right.
And whether you're me, who's asking them to perform, or just a homeowner, a rescue dog is the way to go.
And were Sandy and Toto, were they rescue dogs?
Oh, yeah. We have 30 dogs in our house.
In Connecticut?
Yes, and they're all rescue dogs.
Wow.
I've rescued over 300, because I just made that promise I would always use rescue dogs.
Where did you find each of them? Which shelter do you remember?
Okay.
Let's do it.
Macy came from Dalmatian Rescue of Oklahoma City. She was wandering the streets of Oklahoma City. Sunny came from the Houston Animal Welfare League. Those are the two dogs in Annie.
For Sandy, yeah.
Nigel came from the Arkansas Humane Society. He was a stray. And Nessa came from Karen Rescue USA.
Wow. And now they're under the bright lights of Broadway.
Right. Now, ask me what my wife's birthday is and anniversary. I can't remember. But my dogs, yes. So
that's a perfect spot to leave it.
Okay.
Thank you so much, sir.
You're welcome.
I'm looking forward to the show.